And we're back in for a special Friday afternoon edition of Inside the Numbers, of course, joined always by Mike Bernard of OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas. Mike, pretty exciting bowl season when you look at it overall. I thought, of course, with as many games as there are, you're going to get some blowouts and you're going to get some games that are just not worth watching. But, you know, I thought there were quite a few very entertaining bowl games, and forget about the semifinals and the playoffs. I just thought some of the bowl games were fun to watch.
They are, and you and I talk about it often. The hardest thing for a handicapper is to determine who's interested and who's disinterested. And this year it worked out pretty well. We had a good bowl season, nothing outstanding, but it was a winning record in the bowl season, which is hard to do because nowadays you have, look at Georgia. They were missing 12 key players and still won in a rout.
Yeah. SEC, I believe, ended up 5-2 in bowl games. Their only loss is Auburn and 7-2, excuse me, 7-2. And only losses were Auburn to Minnesota and Mississippi State to Louisville. Of course, the Mississippi State loss ultimately cost Joe Moorhead his job there.
Yeah, it's. I saw a tweet. Somebody had said, a dude acts like a dog peeing and it causes the Mike Leach and Kiffin to become arch rivals.
That's exactly right. And they're good friends. So that's actually going to be fun to watch over there as those two lock horns and everything. And I think there's some established coaches in the SEC, and I won't name any names of Nick Saban. He's probably not real thrilled to see those two guys across the state line from him.
No, well, certainly I don't think he's excited to see Kiffin. But also Mike Leach, he just does it a different way. He doesn't he gets all the credit for the offense. But if you remember, two of the last 5 years, that defense was very sound. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't even use a run game. So it's a much different offense to defend.
Right, we're talking college football. So let's just go ahead and we'll start out, even though the NFL games are before and we'll get to those, let's go ahead and just start out talking about Monday night. It's Clemson and LSU, 8 p.m. on ESPN, down in the Superdome. Should be a very partisan LSU crowd. LSU's favored by, from what I believe you told me, a little bit less than a touchdown there. You know, Mike, the semifinal games were great. I thought the Clemson-Ohio State game was probably the best game to watch all year. That was a great football game, two heavyweights going at it. LSU just took care of Oklahoma just like they were going out to practice early, as Coach Bryant used to say. But Clemson, still not getting a lot of respect. And what are they now, 29-0 over their last 29 games?
Yeah, they're going for 30 straight wins, and they're an underdog in this game. Look, we know we're going to have a 15-0 champ for the second time, for the second straight season. This is the line here has LSU anywhere from 5.5 to 6.5. Most of the 6 and 6.5s are in Vegas, where you have a lot more tourist and Joe Public action. It's a big number.
Well, we talk about the number, and it's a big number because you got two guys that can put up big numbers, Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence. Joe Burrow, of course, had a good season last year, phenomenal season this year, winning the Heisman Trophy and just about every other award that a quarterback could win. Trevor Lawrence, going into his sophomore year, undefeated as a starter at Clemson. He is, you know, he was kind of the preseason, you know, oh, he's going to win the Heisman, he's going to do this, he's going to do that. And I think that the guys had a great year too, not as phenomenal as Joe Burrow. But, you know, they're talking about, you know, some people are talking like Trevor Lawrence is yesterday's lunch meat. Listen, that cat can still ball.
How about the run against Ohio State? I've seen them play so many times, and I've never seen that out of him. I knew he was athletic, and you go back, and, of course, you and I knew about him in high school. We knew he was an athlete, but he ran 67 yards, juked out a guy. A guy had an angle on him. Look, he's a really good quarterback, and to compare Burrow and Trevor Lawrence, they're not the same type players, but for those that think Trevor Lawrence is an also-ran, we'll find out next year's draft.
No doubt about that. And also, you mentioned about him running away from guys. Let's not forget that came after he took a vicious hit that, frankly, I thought he may be done for the game. He misses one play. He comes back in. And not only did he run away from people and juke people, he broke tackles on that play. It's this guy is a generational type quarterback, in my opinion. Joe Burrow's had a generational type year, and but I can't wait to see these two guys, you know, go at it. Both these defenses are good. I think Clemson's probably got the edge on defense, not as deep as they were last year, but still a very good defense. And when you give, you know, when you give Brent Venable some time to look at things, he can come up with a plan to attack you. But the thing is, this is not a semifinal game where you've got 2 or 3 weeks. You know, this is the final game, and you only got about 10 days to get ready for it.
Yeah, and we know both defensive coordinators. Venable's, in my opinion, is the best. Mm-hmm. Aranda is one of the top 3 or 4. And you look at the over-under in this game, it's anywhere from 69 to 70. That's not a knock on these defenses or obviously the DCs. It's just these offenses haven't been stopped. But you have that recency bias where we all look and see what LSU did to Oklahoma, which was really quite honestly expected because Oklahoma, they got in by default because you had three monsters and then somebody had to take that fourth spot. And unfortunately for Oklahoma, they got there and had to play Clemson. But these offenses, they score on even the best defenses.
I agree with you, and I think this is going to be a game where I think turnovers are going to be huge. I think turnovers are at a premium. Of course, as a defensive coach, you know, I always preach getting turnovers, and I think it's the most important stat line of the game besides the final score. But when you look at these two offenses, I think a turnover, one turnover almost counts as two in a game like this.
Yeah, and in a game with these that involves two great, prolific offenses like in this matchup, oftentimes it doesn't just become a straight shootout or a track meet. Sometimes those games are determined by special teams and, like you say, the turnovers, and there's no way to predict that. We can look at past history. We can look at the past performances of this season and others. But I think both defenses are going to have a tough time. I'm not going to play the total here right now where it sits at 69 to 70. Now, I've had the point spread winner in the title game every year since 2013. Clemson last year, Georgia in 2017, Clemson in 15 and 16, then Ohio State in 14. That was the first year of the playoff. And then Auburn back in the last BCS title game against Florida State. Now, if you notice the theme, all were underdogs. Coach, there's inherent value on the underdog in all these title games. Now, all those dogs covered, and we had all those dogs. Now, you're in this game, LSU should be a 2.5-point favorite based off of handicapping and traditional odds making. So you're getting, you know, a field goal of value on numbers, on paper. Of course, that 3-point value doesn't mean anything if LSU plays like they're capable and puts up too many points for Clemson to stay close. But, you know, the recency bias has run this line up to a touchdown in some spots. We all saw LSU run through Georgia, run over Oklahoma. So the line's inflated. I'm going to go with Clemson plus the points and hope the underdog covers for the 7th straight year.
I think this is going to be a game at the end of the night. If turnovers are the same, I think that this game is going to be less than a touchdown, but I can't say I have a clear favorite of who I think would win. I think both of these teams are very capable. I think they're both deserving to be there. I think this is going to be one of those games where you look back and you're going to be able to pick out 2 or 3 plays, and that's going to be the difference in the football game.
No doubt. And it's a toss up as far as straight up. So that's even more reason to like Clemson plus the points. But again, I'm not saying it with the same conviction as I liked Clemson last year against Alabama, because LSU, the only team that stopped them has been Auburn, and that was quite some time ago.
A long time ago, and really only did it for a half if you look at it. And LSU stalled in the red zone against Auburn. And that's one thing that Clemson has going for in its favor, is it is a great red zone defense.
Right. And Clemson, they played Alabama last year in the title game when Alabama beat every regular season opponent by 20 points or more for the first time since the 1800s. And they shut that Alabama offense down and put up 44. So that defense has been in this spot many times.